Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes,
Yes, it is.
I have a transfer on the line. Candice, Candice, Salcido, S as in Sam, Alcido.
Perfect. Okay, I got that information here. And then phone
Got
number
it?
626-693-4448. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to
Perfect. Thank
transfer
you.
her now. Hold for transfer. Ms. Sausalito, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi, Miss Candace. So I will be helping you further here. I'm just pulling up the hair relaxer information. And so it's Candace, Candice, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure I have everything correct here. Okay. And once again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No, I do not.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So this is just asking if you have signed any documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, yes.
No problem. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was that endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Oh my gosh. Are you feeling better now?
Yes, yeah, so I'm actually cancer free now, so
Oh, good. Good to hear. Very good
yay.
news.
I'm all hopefully it
Yeah.
stays away.
Wow. That's really good news that you're cancer free.
I was pretty lucky, so
Oh
a
my
lot of prayers, a lot of
gosh.
prayers, you know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
There's
That's
only one. There's
so
only
good to hear.
one doctor in my world.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And did they ever diagnose you with like a subtype of ovarian cancer, Miss Candace?
A subtype.
Yeah, I mean, I could name a few to see if anything jumps out at you. Clear cell
Would
carcinoma.
that be like serous or
Oh, I.
serous or something?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah, that's they diagnosed me with that. That I believe that's what the subtype cancer was. Like
Let's
ovarian
see.
cancer and serous ovarian cancer or something like that. Serous or serious or I know it's
Yeah.
spelled serious without the I. That's why I remembered it.
Yeah, I did pull that up really quickly, and then I'm gonna write that in the notes before I forget. So let me scroll down really quickly and put it in the notes here. Okay. Perfect. And then let's see. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. I'm just confirming, is that correct?
Yes.
And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, Miss Candace?
September of last year. Wait, what year are we in? 2024.
2024?
September. Yeah, 2023. So
Okay.
September 2023.
Okay. And then we
I'm
do have to
assuming
put an
mid-September.
actual date. Would that be the beginning of
Oh.
September, middle, or end?
No, it was more like the third week, so I don't know, maybe say the 20th or something. I mean, does it have to be an exact date?
No, we're just doing an ex
Okay.
like a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be the exact date. So let me look really quickly. 2023, that would be September, the third week of September. Yeah, we can put like the 20th or the 21st or the 22nd.
Okay, yeah, any day, any just that third
Okay.
week.
Okay, no problem. So I will put September 20th of 2023.
Can you hang on? Can you hang on one second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that all it covers? But you don't need the nails because the tree has the thing.
How are we going to put the hook legs on?
The tree has those things.
You don't want to go behind them, though. You'll have black spots.
I know. You want to go on top of it.
Huh?
You want to go on top of it.
How are you going to stick it to it? Because with your nails, you don't take the stick.
What about the staple gun?
What are you going to zip
it? Staple gun, I said.
The staples are not that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem.
You know, guys don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to do anything. They just don't. They don't. It's like they don't use their brain. Like, use your brain.
Is he putting up the Christmas decorations?
Yeah, but it's like he's. I bought these new lights that I wanted to go around this palm tree and. Uh-huh. I saw him starting with some other lights because, you know, guys just have to do it their way, the way they want to do
true.
It. You know?
Yes.
And it's
absolutely.
Like, and then that doesn't go good with me because I got to do it my way.
Yeah, it's one of those things where.
Yeah,
I know.
And he just is not doing it. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I got to get off the phone. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
oh my
go on, go on.
Okay. So we'll try to hurry through this. And then the diagnosing doctor's name, do you have that information?
Yeah, I just gave it to, what's her name? Elena, is that her name? It was Dr. Nancy Kimber? Kimber.
Okay, what state?
I remember that, Kimber. California.
California. Okay. Let me look her up really quickly so I could get the rest of the information because I can just copy
it. She's a gynecologist.
Okay. Got it. Gynecologist. Nancy Kimber. I did find a Nancy Kimber. Catella Avenue.
In Covina. Catella Avenue?
Well, it's showing up
no,
as
well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's where she lives, but she was at in Covina.
Okay, got it. Sometimes, you know, we look up doctors and they move and now like it's maybe more updated address. So this could be her just at a different location maybe because she keeps showing up in Los Alamitos and every link that I pull up, and she's showing up as Nancy Kimber, gynecologist.
Yes.
And it keeps saying Los Alamitos everywhere. But when she treated you, or when she diagnosed you, she was in Covina.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have that address so we can maybe put that address on here?
Yes.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's do you want the name of the place?
Sure. The facility name?
Yeah. It's Covina Cancer Care Medical Center.
Covina Cancer Care Medical Center. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And the address is 554 East San Bernardino Road. Number 105, Covina, Covina, California, 91723.
Got it. Okay, I'm just going to look it up really quickly.
Okay.
Thank you. That was helpful.
God, what is he doing?
554 East San Bernardino
Road. I'm getting so mad right here by this.
Oh my God.
You don't even understand, or maybe you do understand. I just want to like yell out the window right now. I'm just like, but you know what? I'm just gonna not even look in that direction.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes to just maybe look the other way. Or else you're
like,
just going to end up doing
sometimes.
Everything. So then Dr. Nancy Kimber, MD, Covina Cancer Care Medical Center, 554 East San Bernardino Road, 105 Covina, 91723. And then I am seeing, let's see, do you have a phone number that you were calling around that time last year?
For her?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 562-377-7534.
Perfect. Okay, 562-377-7534. And then when you were diagnosed, you were in California, correct? Because this is California
yes.
information. So, okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Just confirming. And then let's see. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I think we came up with the number 48 because she's doing the math. I basically use like once a week, you know, so she was like 4 times a month. So I think
okay.
48 is it.
Got
yeah.
it. Yeah, that makes sense. So 4 times a month.
She was quick with it. I was like, whoa. I was like,
yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, because sometimes it's, yeah, sometimes
I kind of ran out of toes.
Yes, like sometimes you just got to kind of break it down with the month and then go from there. So I'll put 48
yeah.
times a year. Okay. And then let's see. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
January 29th, 1978.
Okay, so let me put that in here. January 29th of 1978. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then, do you have any friends or family members that were injured by the hair relaxers as well that we can assist?
No. No.
Okay.
Not that I know.
No problem. And then when did you start using hair relaxers? What date? And we could like do a guesstimate again. What year was it? We can start with that.
Okay. I know it was 2012. And it was a little bit after my granddaughter was born. So I want to say like May of 2012, 12-ish.
May of 2012.
May, yeah,
okay.
Probably the beginning of May.
Okay. So let's see.
Yeah.
May 10th of 2012. We can use that date. And then
okay.
When did you stop using hair relaxer?
In September of 2023.
Okay, so
we need a date.
Yeah, we could put like September 10th, if that's
okay
with
yeah.
you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that
so
sounds good.
September 10th of 2023. And then what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that in California?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were using hair relaxers monthly, you mentioned earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, like once a week.
Oh, weekly.
Weekly. Yeah, weekly.
Okay, so I'll put weekly on there. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? Because I know you mentioned it was
11.
From...
It was 11,
okay.
11 years.
Okay. Let me put that in here, 11.
Well, it's kind of a repeat question. You guys are kind of just repeating the questions. Huh?
Yeah, and I know some of these questions may sound redundant, but we have to ask them. But yeah, I know. You're probably like, whoa, you already asked me that. So.
I know. I'm like, 11. I'm like, I know that answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know this one.
Yes, they do a pre-screening and we do one as well. And then some of these questions may sound pretty similar. And then let's see, were you receiving hair relaxer treatment in the salon, home, or both?
Home.
Okay. And then which name brands did you use?
Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Any other one?
Yeah, that's it. No.
Okay. So Dark and Lovely. And did your cancer diagnosis? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you should see this tree. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Let's see. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Did it happen after 2 years?
So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after first using the product?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way after 2 years.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian?
I had a hysterectomy and chemo, and they gave me some pain medication.
Chemo, pain medication, and then hysterectomy.
That is way too far apart. I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second.
No problem. No problem at all.
That's way too far apart. Bring it closer. Okay, I'm sorry. And this is going to come back down.
Oh, no, no problem. And then your treatment date? When did you start treatment?
Oh, my treatment date, that was just in September, I believe. Or wait, was it September?
Because I know you were diagnosed September 20th.
I'm sorry, October. It was October.
Okay.
Probably, October.
The beginning of October.
After. Yeah, but like mid-October.
Okay. So mid-October, like 10-20?
Sure.
Okay. So 10-20 of 2023, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Get better with you, Kate.
And then your treating doctor's name. I know you mentioned earlier Nancy Kimber was your diagnosing doctor, but who was your treating doctor?
It was her too.
Oh, it was Nancy Kimber as well? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back and copy and paste that information. It'll just take me a few seconds here. And then phone number.
You know, it's so hard. It's so hard to like even like concentrate on like stuff like that, especially with COVID coming around and like just taking over everything. COVID.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I had COVID for 63 days.
Wow, that's a long time.
63 days. I had 7 confirmed positive tests.
And how did you do it with work?
I had a long vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, 63 days. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even feel anything. The only thing is I couldn't smell. In fact, I still can't really smell sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And my taste is a little bit off, but yeah, it's mainly my smell that I just, some people are like, smell this. I'm like, I don't smell anything,
Whoa.
You know, or I don't taste anything. Yeah, but.
That is insane.
Yeah, I know. 63 days. That's over 2 months.
Wow.
But I didn't have any, like, I didn't feel bad though. I guess I was like, what do they call me? Asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't have any like
gosh.
Symptoms.
The I
only
imagine.
Reason I went into the yeah, the only reason I went into the doctor is because my chest started feeling like if I had feathers inside of it,
wow.
like a like Yeah, that's the best way
like
I could explain it.
fluttering
It's
or
kind of
like
like
a
going through
muscle
freezer.
spasm or
Yeah,
something?
yeah.
Oh,
Like when
okay.
you walk into a cold freezer, you know, and you like try to take a deep breath and you can't catch your breath because it's so like crisp and cold.
Yeah.
It felt like that, like feathers, like inside my chest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
So that was
terrible.
like
But
the
then
first symptom, and then you went in and you
yeah,
were like, what's
and then I
going
went
on?
in thinking, yeah. And they told me that I freaking had COVID, and I was like, "Oh, okay, you know, COVID is a normal thing at the during that time, you know." So it's like, "Oh yeah, I got COVID," you know. But then, yeah, when they told me I still had COVID, and then I still had COVID, and I still had COVID,
You couldn't go back
I'm
to
like,
work.
"Oh,
Yeah, you had to keep
yeah."
like, oh my gosh.
I was like, "No way!" Like I cried, I cried, I
Yeah,
cried after
that's a
like the
long
fifth check.
time.
I was like, I'm never gonna get rid of it. Like, it's stuck with me.
That is a long time to have it. Oh my gosh. I had it for a week, twice now, throughout this entire time. I mean, and I'm like, that was enough for me, you know? Even though it was like mild to
Yeah,
moderate,
yeah.
but still, I'm like, geez, I need to get back to work
Yeah.
already. So
Well, that
I
was
can't
actually the
imagine.
second time I had it too.
Wow.
So. But yeah, you're lucky you only had it for like for
Yeah,
1 week.
and I
The
already
first time
wanted
I had it for about 14 days the first
Uh-huh.
time, and I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
I
That
thought
is
I was going to die.
insane. I'm so happy that you got past that. My gosh. Some people obviously, you know, they go through like other situations where, you know, you hear people passing away from COVID. So thankfully you made it out alive.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. But still, that is a long time. And
Yeah, it was.
yeah, and so I do have here, I'm just entering some information on here, as far as your first name, Candice, Candice, and then last name, Salcido. Do you have a middle initial?
Yeah, G.
G, okay. And then married, is that correct? Because you mentioned your husband earlier.
No, not married, not married.
Oh, not married. I'm sorry. I
No,
thought I.
not
Okay.
married.
Okay. So
No,
single?
it's my friend.
Oh, your friend.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess single. Yeah,
Got it. Okay. So
it's my
single.
best friend. That's why I could yell at him.
Oh, okay. So I just assumed.
I
I'm
was just saying,
sorry.
guys, men in general just don't know. They don't listen. They don't.
Oh, that's
It's
what you
just yell
said. That's
everything.
right. Yeah, you did
Yeah,
say that.
yeah,
Okay, you didn't say husband. I
yeah.
guess I just assumed. And then, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female?
Okay. And then let's see. We will be needing a social security in order for the law firm to do an identity verification and match your medical records to your social.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's fine.
So
Okay, do
whenever
you need
you're
it now?
ready, I can type it in. Yes.
Okay, it's 552-87-6096.
Okay. 552-87-6096. Got it.
Yes.
And then let's see what else we're needing here. I have an email I just wanted to confirm. Is that MUNCKEE.78@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then phone number 626-693-4448. That's a cell
Yes.
phone.
Yes.
Contact preference, would that be phone call, text, or email?
Either one, whatever's easiest for you guys.
Well, this is just for the law firm.
I'd probably say phone call
Okay. And
or
then best.
text. Phone call or text.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably afternoon.
Okay. So let me put that in here, afternoon. And then your address, please.
Is 17931.
17931.
Yes, and it's Calle Los Arboles, three separate words. First word CALLE, second Los LOS, And the last word is Arbolest, A-R-B-O-L-E-S.
Okay. Is that in Roland Heights?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It did come up here. Just making sure. Perfect. And then let me put here California, Roland Heights, 91748.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And then we're almost done here. Do you have a copy of your medical records by any chance?
No. No, okay. The hospital.
The hospital has them. Okay.
Yeah.
So if for whatever reason the law firm were to request them, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
I don't know. I don't know if I
can just pick one. I mean, they'll go over everything with you. It's just something that's I'm required to ask.
You guys can't get them, like
Again, they'll definitely go over everything with you. This is just a required question that I need to answer. But once they get on the phone with you, they'll definitely discuss your medical records with you. So I know.
Okay. If I get them, I'm sure I could provide them. Yeah.
Okay.
But I would have to get them. So.
Okay, no problem. And again, they'll definitely discuss that with you over the phone once they get in contact with you. They can definitely request them on their end too, and then you know they'll explain everything to you when it comes to that. And then we also do need an emergency contact phone number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And then is there... let's see. Can I get the first name?
Yeah, it's Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E.
J-E-N-N-I-E, okay.
Yeah.
And then
Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay. Phone number, please.
818-791-7619.
818-791-7619. And then you said it was a friend of yours?
That's my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay. Daughter. Perfect. So I have everything that we need. I am going to review it one last time to make sure that we have no typos, because once we hit submit, it will generate a DocuSign, okay? And I want to make sure we do everything correct the first time around here. So if anything sounds wrong, please stop me right away and I can correct it immediately, okay?
Okay.
So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed any paperwork for a law firm. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date of diagnosis was 9/20 of 2023. Does everything so far sound okay? Sound good?
Yes.
Accurate? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you were using the hair relaxer about 48 times per year. And the date of birth is 1/29/1978. You started using hair relaxer 5/10 of 2012. You stopped using hair relaxer 9/10 of 2023. Weekly use over around like 11 years, consecutive years at your home. And then it was a dark and lovely product. Let me keep scrolling down here. Your treatment was hysterectomy, chemo, pain meds, and then the treatment date was around 10/20 of 2023. And then female, single, I have your name as Candace G. Solcito. I have a social security 552-876096. I have an email address as muncke.78@gmail.com. Phone number 626-693-4448. And then address is 17931 Calle Los Arboles, Roland Heights, California. And then no apartment or unit number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have emergency contact information and all your doctor's information as well. So everything sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
The tree actually looks pretty good.
Oh, see? That's good news. I'm happy to hear that.
He pulled it off.
Yes, but I know what you mean. I've been in situations where, like, I like to be in control of things. And, like, if I'm seeing somebody do something in the kitchen or, I don't know, just, like, my mom or somebody, I'm like, it's bugging me. Like, oh, did you wash your hands? Did you, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
yeah.
Like, if somebody wants to cook for me, I'm like, oh, did you wash the plate? Did you wash your hands? You know, or just,
oh,
like,
my God.
I get really, like. Yeah,
because
so.
Like it's just disgusting because people are so dirty, you know.
Yeah, so I'm always just like on everyone's case about that, and so it kind of bugs me. And then there's times where I gotta get away, because if not, I'm really gonna bug the heck out of this person. So I'm like, I'll just walk away for a little bit. But I did send that document to you, Miss Salcido. Let me know if you received it, and then once you receive it,
is this your email?
Yes.
Okay, I see it. Okay, review document.
Yes, and then once you receive it, I'll be right here if you need me to provide some assistance. But it's pretty simple. It just kind of prompts you on where to sign and where to initial. And then once you're done, it will just tell you, you know, like, I think it just says finish at the end. And then I will receive it once you're done.
It says, please sign. Am I supposed to sign somewhere right there?
Yeah. So let me see what page you're on, because usually what happens is you will click on the link. It opens the DocuSign webpage. Once the DocuSign webpage opens, click the yellow continue at the bottom.
Okay. Sign here. Sign. Draw your signature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's it? Adopt and sign?
Yeah, so then you would just draw your signature with your finger.
Okay. Yeah, I did. And then do I hit the yellow button?
And then, yes, so you keep hitting the yellow button until you're finished. It'll just keep prompting you on where to sign and where to initial. And as long as your signature is where it needs to be and your initials are, you know, they look like initials and not a signature.
Yeah, I think I did it. Securely manage agreements with just one more step. Oh, yeah. Save a copy.
Oh, awesome. Let me see. Did you already finish?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let me look on my end. It looks like you did. And then I'm going to review it really quickly while you're on the phone to make sure that everything is good. Okay. Signature. Signature, initial, signature, signature.
Oh, what,
perfect.
What happened?
You did a great job. So it will save it to your DocuSign, and then it will also send you a copy in your email. So you have a copy for your records. And then what will happen now, Ms. Salcido, I'll be sending you my direct line. So if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call me directly. I will also be sending you the law firm's number. And then you can call them if you don't hear from them within a week or so. You can give them a call, provide them with your information, like your name, and then they can look up the details and provide you with status of your case. And they'll
okay,
be sending you
good.
Updates along the way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.